Alcan Air will be providing air ambulance services to Yukoners for the next 10 years, thanks to a new contract with the Yukon government. The awarding of the contract was announced on July 29. It's a $157 million contract, valued at around $15.7 million a year. Alcan Air has been doing medevac flights in the territory for decades, according to Alcan Air Chief Executive Officer Lucia Kinnear, but this is the first time the company has been awarded a 10-year contract with the government. Alcan Air provides medevac flights from rural Yukon to Whitehorse, as well as from Whitehorse to southern cities like Vancouver and Calgary. The length of the contract will be instrumental in ensuring longevity and continuity of service in the Yukon, Kinnear said. She said other jurisdictions like the Northwest Territories and British Columbia have been awarding 10-year contracts to their respective air ambulance providers. We're really grateful that government has continued with that trend, because it's definitely the best way to ensure consistent and quality service for Yukoners, Kinnear said. The contract, according to the press release, will begin April 1, 2026, as the current contract with Alcan Air is set to expire on March 31, 2026. There is the option for the contract to be extended by an additional 2 years. As part of the contract, Alcan Air will continue to provide 24/7 air ambulance coverage to the territory. We'll be introducing 2 new planes to our fleet, not brand new, but new to the Yukon, and they will have all brand new interiors, as well as new internal, the med equipment and the inside will all be brand new, Kinnear told the news over the phone on July 30. The contract will also see continued partnership with the Yukon First Nation Air Leasing Limited Partnership, according to Kinnear. The partnership is composed of 8 First Nations development corporations, who will help Alcan Air purchase and lease the new aircraft required for this contract, according to a Yukon government press release. There are 2 new planes being introduced to the Yukon as part of this contract, said Kinnear. She said that Alcan Air will own 25% of the new planes and the Yukon First Nation Air Leasing Limited Partnership will own 75%. This will help to ensure that the benefits of this work in this contract are shared, through both training, employment opportunities, but also a shared path towards economic reconciliation and by bringing local First Nations into the contract and economic opportunities within the territory, Kinnear said. There is the goal of hiring both First Nation pilots, First Nation AIMS, but also recognizing and working with our First Nation partners about what is the pathway to make sure that those people are in those programs so that we can eventually hire them into this contract, Kinnear said. AIM refers to Aircraft Mechanical Engineer. The territory has seen an increase in demand for air ambulance service in the past years, according to the Yukon government's press release. In 2020, 988 patients were transported via air ambulance in the Yukon. In 2024, that number was 1,489. Kinnear said the new contract allows Alcan Air to meet that increase. The provisions include the number of pilots and the number of mechanical engineers that Alcan Air is able to employ to work on aircraft to ensure work is done as needed and on schedule. The contract also has a provision that there can be an additional aircraft added at some point in the contract. She said that opportunity is forward-thinking in case demand increases. I think that is something that is building a lot of resiliency into the system within the 10-year contract. Contact Taylor Stockton at taylor.stockton@yukon-news.com.